the journey of chop suey, from the Ming Dynasty, to an unsurpassable Americanized dish. Once, it was everywhere. Chop suey, that steaming plate of stir-fried meat and vegetables, could be found in nearly every Chinese restaurant. It was especially popular on the 25th of December, a day when most other restaurants were closed, a day when Jews and other non-Christians would gather for a familiar, comforting ritual, a meal of chop suey. Today, we think of it as a simple mishmash of ingredients, a symbol of early immigrant cooking in the United States. But its story runs far deeper. Professor Miranda Brown, a historian at the University of Michigan, has traced its roots. She calls it a dish that is chopped offal, lung, liver, tripe, kidneys. Yes, at first, chop suey was made from Oregon meats, chewy, buttery, sometimes rubbery, and, for some, delightfully bouncy. This wasn't just thrift. Offal was rich, flavorful, and widely enjoyed, until modern meat packing and changing tastes pushed it aside. The dish itself reaches back hundreds of years, all the way to Imperial China. There are references to chop suey in Ming Dynasty texts. Even the classic 16th century novel Journey to the West mentions it. It appeared on banquet menus. A version was even served at the Qing court. When Chinese immigrants came to the US in the mid-1800s, they tried to impress local officials. They hosted massive banquets, 300 courses or more. Newspapers marveled at the delicacies, Peking duck, bird's nest soup, and, of course, chop suey. All the bling foods, Brown says, the dishes you served when your future depended on the person across the table. Even after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, Chinese restaurants spread quickly across America. By the early 1900s, chop suey was a cultural phenomenon, a gateway to once a mysterious cuisine. It inspired songs and movies. Louis Armstrong recorded Cornet Chop Suey in 1926. The 1958 musical Flower Drum Song devoted an entire number to it. And in A Christmas Story, set in the 1940s, a white Midwestern family celebrates Christmas dinner at the Bowling Chop Suey Palace. It was exotic. Brown says it involved a little adventure, and it was a name people could pronounce. But times changed. By the 1980s, Brown never saw chop suey on menus in her hometown of San Francisco. American tastes had shifted, guided by chefs and authors like Cecilia Chang, who revealed the depth of authentic Chinese cuisine. Chang laughed at the idea that chop suey defined her culture. They think, oh, chop suey is the only thing we have in China. What a shame. For her, the dish had evolved into something unrecognizable. And Brown agrees. Foods evolve. She says, if I met my great-great grandparents, would they recognize me? Would they see themselves in my face, or in my daughter's? Maybe not. The same thing happened with Chinese food in America. A dish leaves home, 100 years pass, and it becomes something new. Perhaps now, she says, it is time for chop suey's next evolution. It's come back, waiting to be served.